different kind of arts, and with the magicians it's the same. So here, now you hear the giver is talking to you. Yes.
I am all sufficing. I will satisfy you without bread. I will give you sovereignty without soldiers and armies. I will give you Narcissi and wild roses without the spring. I will give you instruction without a book and teacher. I am all sufficing. I will heal you without medicine. I will make the grave and the pit a playing field.
Means what? All of it. Are you listening to it? I will do this not because of that, without that. Without cause, I will give you the effect. Because this logic is looking for cause and effect, right? But when you're talking about beauty, why that is beautiful? Oh, the people could talk about it for centuries. And they could argue about it. There is Mona Lisa del Gioconda, you know, a painter, one of the most famous one, Toulouse-Lautrec, will say, this is an ugly picture of a lazy, stupid peasant waiting for the ships to come back home. And nobody could argue with him. It's that complicated. So, here he will say, I will give you this without that. I will give you this without that. Because you are thinking that I will get this with that. You're looking for the instrument, for the causes. But the passion we're talking about has no cause. There is no, because if I see a crying child, I worry. There is no why, because of. No, it's that. It's a feeling. Yes.
To a Moses, I give heart with a single rod, that he may brandish swords against a multitude. A light and splendor do I give to the hand of Moses, that it is slapping the sun. I make the wooden staff a seven-headed dragon, which the female dragon does not bring to birth from the male. I do not mingle blood in the water of the Nile. In truth, by my cunning, I make the very essence of its water. Blood.
This is what you don't get, because even the storytellers will tell you the river turned to blood. See? It doesn't turn to blood. It's water, then it's blood. So what? I turned it around just like that. I don't even change it. The water is there the moment I decide there is no water, there is blood. Because water and blood are what? We are talking about the creator of the universe, of everything. We're talking about the top of the top of the top. What is the specialty of blood or water or whatever? Because he gave us both, step by step. First you received what? Blood. First you were animals. Then the water of knowledge dripped in and turns around. In one single moment, you could become angry, full of hatred. Then the water, there is no water in you. The blood is in you. You turn animal, don't you? A normal human being could turn to animal with anger, with hatred, with some cheating, with some tricks even. This is what it is, because the anger of the animal is hidden somewhere and is a defense mechanism which will jump out. Without you thinking, it will jump out. That's what the animal is. I should understand what is in me. Yeah, I put aside the animal, then who am I? Remember, first I'm this, then I become the other one. Plus this, right? So this one should be simplified, organized. Who will do it? Yes.
I turn your joy into sorrow like the water of the Nile, so that you will not find the way to rejoicing. Again, when you are intent on renewing your faith and giving up Pharaoh once more, you will see the Moses of mercy come. You will see the Nile of blood turned by him into water. When you keep safe within the end of the rope, the Nile of your spiritual delight will never be changed into blood.
Okay. First of all, here there was another word game here. The difference between Pharaoh and Moses again. You know, the Pharaoh. To understand the Pharaoh, you should understand the word in Arabic. You should understand what tafara'ul means, arrogance. Pharaoh means arrogant. You could give up to the arrogant or to the Moses. Who is the Moses? Here he said, Moses of Rahmat, Moses of my Rahm, my giving. And you remember that Rahm, which is a very special word in Arabic because it has two different meanings. That's why the Muslims will call God Rahman and Rahim. Both are coming from one word with two meanings. One is the giver, the other one is the one who has pity. And they work together like that. Here he will say, Moses is that. So you choose between what? Between understanding the giver or being arrogant and counting on your having. How is your feeling towards your life? Do you feel what you have? Of course, yes. This is capitalism, and we know that one. Are you aware of what you are being given? No. You just take it for granted. Why are you alive? You tell me why you. We know that in that night or day that your parents slept together, your father delivered 500 million sperms, and you were not the best, you were not the fastest, you were not special at all. You're just the lucky one. So, who are you? Whatever I have, oh my God, I don't go to the animal part. Let's go of the animal part. You want to understand and come to the human being. Whatever you know, where it is coming from. You learn it from weed, didn't you? If you were being left with the animals, you will be a monkey. Talking. Yes, that changed because that's the connection which led to writing, and now in cyberspace you feel it. There is a we, and whatever I have, I got from we. How did I manage to have this personality I have? Okay, I could be arrogant and say, ha ha, my personality, blah, 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 blah. Where did I get it? My environment. We. Yes. That's what it is. Of course, for my deeds, I have to stand up and be responsible. But I should not forget where this is all coming from. The gift of humanism, the gift of this deep meaning was handed to me, wasn't it? Should I appreciate that and remember it? If I remember all of that, then I cannot be arrogant, could I? Because I understand that everything is given to me, and guess what? It could be taken away. Just like that. Yes. Yes. I will have an accident, and suddenly, my brain doesn't work this way anymore. Period. Then I'm here, the animal is here, I will go hungry, I sleep, I blah, blah, blah. But I cannot think. What happened? That personality is what we are talking about, which when I die, that part of me doesn't die, does it? Look at it. This guy, 800 years ago, he died. No, he will never die. And he knew it. That's why he has spent the last 30 years of his life writing this. For whom? He knew it. For we. He doesn't want to know me. He doesn't even need me to know him. He doesn't talk about himself at all. Did you see this book up to here? It doesn't say me. There is no me. That me? Oh, forget it. That was me up to 40 years when I was arrogant and I was this and I was that. Then suddenly Shams arrived and showed me and said, I was dead, I became alive. I was tears, I became smiles. Because love arrived and I became the richest man in the universe. This is what it is. This is what he's trying to explain here, that this transformation should happen to you. This way. Suddenly you will realize that, all of that is nonsense. This is it. This is the essence. When you believe in something out of you, not believe in yourself. We told you a cow believes in him or herself. An impala will do it, a pigeon will do it, the animals will do it. Me? I'm not in here. I'm my cultural part, which is in we. That's why I should realize this is the change which should happen in you. Yes?
I thought I would profess the faith in order that from this deluge of blood I might drink some water. How did I know that he would work a transformation in my nature and make me a Nile?
This is the confession for the rest of us who are following him. We say, this is it, you will not happen. You go there to understand something. This is like coming to the class. You come to the class to what? To understand something. He says, yes, this is what you do. But this is not what should happen. And this is nothing. Yes, you will try it. I said, if you don't try it, you will have nothing. Right? Nothing for the human being without trying. So you try. But what will happen? He said, this is what will happen. I came here for a little bit of water. I didn't know. I will change. Because this is what it is. Transformation of me, the animal, to me, which is we, humanity. Yes?
To my own eye, I am a flowing Nile. To the eyes of others, I am at rest. Just as, to the prophet, this world is plunged in glorification of God, while to us it is heedless.
A very good explanation here. A very simple one, right? Between this and that, the last one, in his eyes, the universe is full of love. First of all, this universe exists upon first rule. What is the first rule of this universe? Attraction. Yes. It started with the Big Bang, and matter and antimatter were attracted and annihilated each other. But they were not equal. There is no equality. So there is a leftover. Within this leftover, up to now, everything, from the microscopic to super galaxy.